when I started the Amish, I was the same way. Every chance I got down to the vacation time, weekends, I would find newspapers with auctions, Amish auctions or something like that. I would go there and I would photograph them. And I had a number of pictures published on the Amish. Grace Hoyer, which is John Updike's mother, I had a series of pictures. She did the story and I did the photographs for a traveling camera. And Liberty Magazine, but I always did them I never really poked my camera in their faces. You know, they don't like people photographing them. So I either did it with a long lens, which is kind of sneaky in a way, but or a hidden camera or something like that. And I don't think they minded it so much as long as the camera wasn't exposed and they were exposed to the camera, you know.
You were less obtrusive.
Yeah, I was. In fact, John, I forget his last name. He was an Amishman who left the Amish and became an editor of a magazine. And when he saw some of my photographs, he said I did them with, you know, a certain amount of class. So it kind of made me feel good because you don't want to invade anyone's privacy just to take a photograph. But sometimes you do get the feeling everything is so beautiful and the people are so beautiful with their cost, you know, their clothes and their way of life is so so different, you know. And when you get into photography, you get the feeling you should do something about it, you know. You should take some. And but if you got to do it with, have a certain amount of respect for the people. And I enjoyed the pictures of the Amish.
This seems like a very